Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about Jesus, knowing Him as the Great I Am. And looked Sunday as using I Am to talk about the great instruction, the great authority, and the great mandate that Jesus is and that He proclaimed. And today we're going to focus in on the I Am of teaching. Jesus gave that great instruction that we talked about as an invitation. And in His teaching was always an invitation to come. And with that invitation was an authority. That's why His teaching was so powerful. Mark 1:22 says, "The people were amazed at His teaching because He taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law." As we go throughout this week and focus primarily on the authority part of the invitation, the authority, the mandate, we discover that all of it is woven throughout the way that Jesus lived. It's not that the people of the day of Jesus were uneducated. The religious leaders, the various rabbis, the teachers of the law were responsible for the religious instruction of the Jewish people. And in fact, they generally took that role fairly seriously. In fact, Jesus would tell the crowd, would tell the people to actually pay attention to what they're saying, but ignore what they're doing. They're good at talking, they're not so good at acting, putting the talk into action. They're very good at acting, putting on a mask. But Jesus comes along and begins to teach. And I believe a big part of the reason that people viewed His teaching as having an authority was the content, was His knowledge of the content, but as much as anything, His practice of the content. And so when He would teach, woven throughout His teaching was generally an invitation. And whether it was a direct invitation or implied, the people took it upon themselves to seek out Jesus, to follow Him, to want to learn from Him. Because they always felt welcomed. And when we consider the teaching of Jesus, the I Am, the invitation, the authority, the mandate, within the very teaching, we discover all of it. And the question for each one of us is, do I believe it? Do I accept it? Do I live it? You see, I Am in the teaching of Jesus is possible because it's His material. Many instructors, many teachers teach the things that they have learned. And many are very good at it. They've spent a lot of time studying. They've spent a lot of time understanding and practicing and investigating. And oftentimes, the longer that they teach that specific subject, the better they get at it because they know it. But every once in a while, you'll come across an instructor in some field of study who isn't teaching what he learned from someone else as much as he's teaching his own material. Perhaps he discovered something that no one else had seen before. He's the expert on it. And in being so, he can teach with an authority that others can't. Even if others believe in the subject, even if they've studied it, especially something as deep as Jesus was doing, the Word of God, we study it today and we never learn completely what it means and how to apply it in every situation. But Jesus knew. It's his material. And so I believe he could teach with authority because, well, it was by his Spirit that the various writers were carried along and given what to say, what to write. I think of Jesus as a 12-year-old separated from his parents because he had other things to do and they left town not realizing he wasn't with somebody. And when they finally find him, he's in the temple teaching the teachers. And his comment to Mary and Joseph was, you should have known. I must be about my father's business. And as a 12-year-old, there was an understanding of his own material, such that he could explain to the teachers of the law the things that they had not understood. Now, the problem comes as time progresses. Most of us don't like our shortcomings pointed out. And you don't really find evidence that Jesus is doing that in an intentional way, other than once they start testing him, he'll be very pointed in his responses that the reason that they're asking what they're asking is because they don't understand God's word. But I think a big part of that comes because of jealousy. He's teaching in a way that the people like, but also in a way that's true. That's a tough road to follow, a tough road to walk. In fact, the Bible says that in the days that we live in the latter days, the days after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that many will come just saying what you want to hear. And many will bring to themselves teachers who tickle their ears, refusing to listen to the truth. But the crowds of the days of Jesus were getting both. They were getting words that they liked, but they were words of truth. And how much jealousy must have existed when the various teachers and the rabbis of the day had their students showing up in class. It wasn't really class, but in their educational discipleship settings and all wanting to talk about this guy named Jesus. what they learned from him. And personally, I think that that played into the animosity that continually grew. And here's Jesus, the I Am. Always was, always is, always will be. And that very presence of God within the teaching that he gave, that he gives, and that we receive. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and it gives us an instruction that is like no other. An instruction from the source. As Jesus came and lived and taught and invited us to join him. As the Word, he is the expert. Because it's his Word. And so God, as we gaze into Scripture, may we gaze with a mind, with a heart that sees Jesus, that accepts his authority in the words that we read, in the way his Spirit helps us to understand them, in our daily practice of living them out with as much accuracy as we can, and finding those times of correction when our accuracy is off. Father, help us to not become so hardened as the Pharisees and the teachers of the law did, that they've refused to accept instruction. They refused to accept the invitation of Jesus. They refused to accept the authority of Jesus. They refused to accept the mandate of Jesus. They felt they were in charge, and it cost them dearly. And Father, as much as we look at them and wonder, how could they do such a thing, we do it every day. We put ourselves in charge instead of submitting to the teaching and authority of Jesus. We do our own thing rather than responding to his invitation to follow him. We set the rules rather than obeying his mandate. And so God, today, as we spend time in your word, may we commit to doing that, to actually spending time in your word, seeing Jesus as the great I Am, within the teachings of Scripture. And Father, as we have opportunity to share Scripture with others, in all of it, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.